The Oireachtas Justice Committee is inviting public submissions on the Dying with Dignity Bill. The bill was proposed by People Before Profit TD Gino Kenny and passed the Dáil last month by 81 votes to 71. The committee has set January 25th as the closing date for submissions. We can talk to the chair of the committee, Fianna Fáil TD James Lawless. James Lawless, this is a highly contentious area, obviously. What is this bill proposing and what will be your committee's role in looking at it?
Yeah, so good afternoon, Brian. So the bill that proposed by Gina Kenny today is a private member's bill that came before the Dáil about a month ago and being passed in the Dáil was referred to by our Justice Committee. It is a very sensitive issue, dying with dignity. It is about end-of-life options and where people wish to, end lives in certain situations, certain very specific situations, providing a framework around that. The bill has been referred to committee. What we have done, as we would always do with a private member's bill, is we've initiated a submission process. So we are calling for consultation. We decided rather than pre-choosing or pre-selecting or even excluding any particular group or body that might be interested, we would do an open call for submissions. Mm. So we've put it out. It's up on the Oireachtas website under the Justice Committee section. There's an email address, dyingwithdignity@oireachtas.ie. And we're saying to people, you know, there will be ethical views, there will be medical views, there will be legal views, there may be international comparators. There are all sorts of groups and agencies and individuals who may have views on this. And we're inviting those to make their submissions up until the end of January, the 22nd of January, so that we can have that feeding into the deliberation.
And as a result of that process, is it possible for your committee to propose amendments to alter the bill in any way?
Well, what happens at the end of this process, we consider the policy areas raised by the bill. Now, it is specifically constrained to the bill. Hmm. There was a vote on the same night in the Dáil to convene a special committee for this. That was voted down. So what was actually adopted by the Dáil was that the bill, as initiated by Gina Kenny, would go forward as is. What we can do is we can consider all of these policy areas at the end, we would produce a report and then there would be a kind of a stop-go checkpoint and we can say we recommend the bill proceeds to the next stage or we can say we don't feel in its current form it's robust enough to go forward. Mm. So that's a decision we can make at the end. If it does go forward to the next stage, we as a committee or indeed any other member of the Dáil can put forward amendments on it. So it certainly could be tweaked and changed and chopped and changed at a later stage. But for now, this is sort of a housekeeping, a sort of consultation process to say, what are the issues raised by this bill? You know, does the bill address those issues sufficiently? Are there any particular constraints, constitutional, European, legal, medical, ethical, etc., that we need to be aware of before we say yes or no?
All right. Well, we'll no doubt revisit this at some point in the future. But for the moment, James Lawless, thank you very much for that.